A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Emily! Emily! Hast thou seen my sister Emily?
I'm right here. What do you want?
I'm trying to record a podcast.
Oops, sorry.
Why are you wearing that blouse?
It's breezy.
Roll the music.
Hey now.
And welcome back to the show where two childhood friends discuss their favourite childhood movies. I'm Emily Sanford.
And I'm Barty Lee. I don't know, I just wanted to keep up. And whether it's iconic lines, musical moments, or just questionable outfit choices, the films we'll be talking about on our show are unique in their own way. And this week, we'll be discussing Hocus Pocus.
Warning, this episode contains nostalgia and big love for Book.
Thank you, Emily, for that marvellous introduction.
Oh, they're scary.
I would not want to be stuck in a little cabin in the woods with them.
Oh my God, no.
No, although when we see that flashback and they're like sucking the life out of Emily, She's bloody loving it. She doesn't have a care in the world. She's just sitting there like, la, 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 la.
So calm.
Yes.
Why were the kids so calm? Like throughout the whole film, actually, they're just walking in the house, just like no anxiety on their face whatsoever. Oh, this crazy bunch of witches are just going mad.
Yeah.
And I'm just here like, yeah.
Literally like, oh, okay, yeah, there's a zombie there. Like, oh, all right.
Yeah, cool. Let me tell you something. You would never get me walking through a graveyard. Just
on Halloween?
Are you crazy?
And Max cycles through a graveyard to get home every day. Like, are you joking?
You're asking to be killed
by
a witch.
Yes.
I just hate it. Witch trials was a real thing.
I know.
I feel like you couldn't enjoy chamomile tea without someone going like, she's a witch.
Yeah. Yeah. She didn't blow on her tea. She's a witch.
Like, oh, I've got a little itch. Did you say witch?
That is so true. Any little thing.
Oy.
It's wild.
Disney's Hocus Pocus is such an iconic Halloween film. I'm so excited that this is our season finale film. The fans go crazy for this show.
I know. I mean, so much so that Hocus Pocus 2 has come out 30 years later. Crazy that a film can have that much longevity.
I can't believe it was filmed in 1993.
Wow.
That's when it came out, the year you were born.
So
you've waited your whole life up until now for Hocus Pocus 2.
I wasn't watching it when I was, like, born. Although, come little children.
That's what summoned you out of the womb.
Yeah. Ew. Here's something that dates the film. The character of Max was originally supposed to be played by Leonardo DiCaprio. Young Leo.
Wow.
I can see that.
Why did young Leo not do it?
He turned it down for some other film instead.
I see.
I mean, he was fine.
He loves young little children. He loves dating young little children. So scary. And you know when Thackeray is like running through the woods with his friends?
Yeah.
Barefoot on leaves? Ow!
That's what I was thinking. Like, put your, I don't know, wooden clogs on. Takes 2 more seconds. And what were they wearing in like the 1600s?
I don't know. Did they have shoes?
Yeah.
So why were they barefoot?
I don't know. Like, ouch. What if you step on a thistle?
A thistle or a rock, like whatever.
Yeah, plasters have not been invented. You will die from that cut.
Exactly. Why are you running? Emily's so chill about being with those bitches. Yeah,
babe, she's fine. Leave her.
Sure. Give me that spoon of green spells.
Yeah. Here's a fun little fact. Thackeray Binks, when he's the boy, his whole dialogue was dubbed by a different actor. And you'd never know unless you were really focusing on his mouth, and then it's like really obvious.
Is it because they had to get a really posh little boy?
Well, yeah, actually. So this actor who played Thackeray, he was this like really cool, like California kid. But then they realized, hold on, this boy is supposed to be from Salem, Massachusetts. He's not going to have that accent. And when they were like, okay, can you do this kind of like British voice? He just couldn't do it. So they had to get someone else to do the whole thing.
I don't know what's hard about doing a really posh British accent.
Well, the person that they got was also not great at doing the accent. It kept slipping into like American pronunciations. They'd be like, oh no, Emily fell down the garbage disposal. You know? I was like, what's American? Oh, garbage disposal. Yeah.
Emily's too young. She wears diapers.
She's not home for dinner. We were having corn dogs.
I don't know what to do. We were supposed to have s'mores on the fire tonight.
Marshmallows had not been invented, but sure, we're having s'mores.
Subplot. Winifred and the girls magic some s'mores.
Right. That's what they were making. And they just wanted Emily to taste it just to check. And instead there's this whole hoo-ha and he ruined everything.
Yeah, exactly.
One last thing to mention before we get into it. Directed by our friend Kenny Ortega.
How old is Kenny Ortega?
He must have been young. Doing this?
Yeah.
I know, it's wild. I don't actually know how old he is.
It's showbiz, so they feel like they never reveal their age.
I mean, maybe we'll save this for best musical moment, but we had a great choreographed scene halfway through the film, so it's the perfect person to get for it.
So if you don't know what Hocus Pocus is about, it's about a curious youngster who moves to Salem, where he struggles to fit in before awakening a trio of diabolical witches that were executed in the 17th century. And I'm telling you, this time of year is an awful time to be a virgin.
Honey, anytime.
Honestly, I'm lighting all the candles. All right, so now we're on the really witchy category of best supporting character.
Do you need a water?
Honestly, my esophagus hurts. So I think maybe we should start with worst supporting characters, who are Jay and Ernie, or Ernie aka Ice.
The two bullies. I need to say something about Ernie.
Mm.
Why is that Stephen Fry? You know? It literally looks like teenage Stephen Fry. Like, what is going on?
Oh my God, Stephen Fry, please dress up as Ernie for Halloween.
Shave ice into the back of your head.
That's hilarious. He's got a real thick head of hair, by the way, because that ice shaving was in deep.
Yeah. You know, at the end of the film, they're stuck in those cages
at
the Sanderson sisters' house. We never see what happens to them. They're still kind of just like sitting in there.
Now, I know that our plan this evening is to watch Hocus Pocus 2, and I'm hoping there's a scene where they're just still in the cage.
It's actual Stephen Fry at this point, 30 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, Jay and Ice, they're really mean and they just steal candy from kids.
Yeah. I wanted to give a quick shout out to one of the trick-or-treater child that's dressed as an angel.
Mm.
And she curtsies when she sees the witches and says, bless you. And the witches respond by going,
They just can't have any blessings, otherwise they die.
Yeah.
The other Sanderson sisters, they're pretty funny as well. I mean, they're not really in this category, I don't think. So it's just pretty generic. You guys know how the pod works. But Sarah knows how to do a smoky eye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
She maybe fills in her eyebrows a bit too heavy, though.
Yeah. Whatever. It's fine.
It was the 90s.
She's 300 years old. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Well done for finding makeup that is that long lasting.
Yeah.
And also, well done for finding makeup. It's like the 1500s.
Oh my God.
Makeup for bad witches.
Yes. I think we should also talk about one of the other main characters in the film, who is Danny. Max's little sister.
Yeah.
They're really trying to capture her the whole film. And she's very chilled with the witches again. She's not that scared. I would be freaking out. I would be freaking.
You're right. She is in direct threat this entire film. And she's just kind of having fun with it.
She's like, oh, do you know what? I'm going to walk into their house.
Yeah.
I will be finding my parents and like literally holding on to them for dear life.
Do you think it's because she's so young, she maybe doesn't have like a grasp on the severity of the situation?
Mm.
Babe, they are going to
kill you.
Kill you and eat your soul and like wear your skin or whatever.
And cut off your toe.
Yeah. Also, she's a little bitch to Max. Like she embarrasses him in front of all the like bullies when they're trick-or-treating. And then when he confronts her, she just turns on the waterworks and goes crying next to like some big pumpkin. And then also keeps telling everyone that Max is a virgin. Max is like, can you not? The emphasis they put on Max being a virgin is like hysterical in this film. Like they're really trying to name and shame him.
I really like the bus driver.
Oh, he was funny.
He had no idea that those witches were actually witches. I need one of those instant ice packs. You girls are giving me a fever. Well, tell me, my friend, what is this contraption? I call it a bus. A bus and its purpose? To convey gorgeous creatures such as yourselves to your most forbidden desires. Well, fancy, we desire children. Sarah's sitting on his lap whilst he's driving.
Yeah. Health and safety, where's your seatbelt?
Although, is anyone ever health and safety on a bus? Oh, you always got to wear your seatbelt. You always got to wear your seatbelt. As soon as I walk up the steps, it's like, woo!
Yes! They wait. They wait until you're in a vulnerable position.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, now we're going to do like a wheelie. What? Now, we should award best supporting character. So the scene is the Sanderson sisters see this man giving out candy who's dressed as the devil.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, master, master.
Satan, Satan, it's Satan. Because they've like swooped through the town, haven't they?
Yeah.
Like in unison, like sway, 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 oh, master. And it's just crazy. And he invites them in.
Yeah, he's like, why don't you come in to the non-smoking section? I want you to meet the little woman.
He has a little woman. Sounds tasty.
Now, can I blow your mind?
Yeah.
That man, Gary Marshall. As in Princess Diaries director Gary Marshall. And the wife in this film, his sister Penny.
No.
Yes. Isn't that crazy?
So we have interviewed the master's daughter. Oh my God.
That 6 degrees of separation.
I'm telling you. Well, I love that we're 2 degrees separation from master's wife.
From the devil. Oh. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You're right.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
So next we're talking about most iconic outfits.
more scary.
Needs work, I think. Ah!
Don't worry, I'll just cut off this dead man's toe, and before you know it, you'll have my voice.
Dead man's toe, dead man's toe.
Dead man's toe, dead man's toe.
Make it a fresh one. Ooh. Right, so next one, most iconic outfit. And I just wanted to give props where props are due for the Sanderson sisters' outfits. They were incredible.
Oh my goodness, yes.
And there was an interview with Mary, who is the costume designer for this film. And she spoke in depth about how each outfit was created and how it suits each witch's personality. So I'd love to share some little facts with you.
Share the magic.
Winifred's ensemble resembles a kind of like medieval sorceress vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the Salem witch trials were like way before medieval times.
Yeah. So
whatever. And they chose dark green to complement her hair, which was obviously red.
Yeah. Very pumpkin.
Yes. Did she invent pumpkins?
Maybe.
Now, Sarah played like the little kind of beauty queen. Her outfit was more like a sleeping beauty princess vibe.
Yeah.
Kind of like a witch princess. And her sleeves were kind of meshed to mimic like spider webs, which, you know, I liked.
Which I liked.
Way. Very punny today.
No, I can't help it. It's like, I don't know. Did you put something in that tea that made me magic myself funny?
Yeah. Honey, no amount of tea can do that.
10 dead man's toe.
Cheese tea, anyone?
Ew.
I know. And then from...
Cheese tea.
I don't know. Grim.
Oh my God. That makes me feel sick.
Yeah.
Cheese tea.
Oish. And then Mary Sanderson... she was kind of like the alchemist. She's always mixing potions, so her outfit had to be practical. She wanted to look like a cook, basically. Because she was always busy doing things, and her outfit was supposed to look like a witch baker.
Right.
So they've each got their individual styles, and I thought that was really cool.
And apparently I'd seen in an interview as well, Mary, when she found out Kathy Near Jimmy, was like, she was literally the biggest Bette Midler fan, like, ever. And she was like, I used to like stalk her, basically. Like, as, she was that crazy fan. And then she just manifested this job.
Wow.
How insane.
Good for her.
She used some magic.
You know. She's like, Winnie, like talking out the side of her mouth.
That was so good. Oh, I wish you guys could see this.
Winnie. I smell children. Right, let's talk about some outfits.
Okay, sorry.
Billy Butcherson.
Yeah.
Zombie. He was rocking these stitches over his mouth the entire time.
Yeah.
And I read that the shape of the stitches was kind of like a cross and then three vertical lines, which are Roman numerals for the number 13. So, you know, a bit spooky.
Oh my God, okay. Wow, they really think of everything.
Yeah. The thing that shook me when I read this was that, you know, when he first comes out of the grave, and I think he coughs and some moths fly out his mouth? Those were real moths.
Stop.
And it's like 1993. Pay for the special effects. You can do it.
What?
But they basically fit his mouth with a kind of mouth rig, so that the moths could stay inside, but they wouldn't be able to, like, fly down his throat. But imagine how dusty that would have been. Like, ugh.
Dust and moths in you.
Hideous.
That is gross.
Yes, yeah, so gross.
But also, wouldn't, if they'd been in his mouth, wouldn't they just come out, like, really wet?
Wet. I don't know.
Oish.
Horrid.
They could have literally put some icing sugar in his mouth, or, like, some flour.
Yeah.
And coloured it and just gone,
yeah.
With some paper moths in or something.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
That's commitment. Well done, Billy.
Yeah, I hope he got paid a bit extra for that. Probably not.
Like, here, have an eyeball.
Oy. I think one of the outfits we should discuss that is very witchy, kind of like Little Red Riding Hood, is Alison's like red cloak.
Yes.
She wears in the beginning. So obviously this is when we first realised that Max is interested in Alison, and he's like following her outside school, like, hey, you know,
yeah,
just, that's how they do it in America, don't they? Just like kind of easy.
Yeah, it was the 90s, you know. It was giving me Casper and Wendy vibes.
Yes,
you know, like Hilary Duff in that little Red Riding Hood. Alison, I'm sorry, plain Jane.
She's very beautiful, but she's just like...
I don't know.
Got a cloak. I mean, well, I'd be scared to live in Salem.
Yeah, too much.
Like, I wouldn't move there now knowing that that is the genuine history of your town.
Yeah.
It's dark. Like, really dark.
Yeah.
Salem witch trials. Mm. So scary. I don't like it. Maybe we should award most iconic outfit to a very, hideous pair of trainers. So you know the ones that I'm talking about. Jay and Ernie Ice basically steal Max's shoes, don't they? I don't know what they're getting from that, but they just like his trainers because he's from California. And how did Ernie know they were the same shoe size?
Well, he didn't. He didn't even ask, right?
Yeah. Also, I'm not a massive fan of the colour purple. Sorry, controversial, but like...
Literally, so you would not be stealing his trainers?
No, maybe if they were like Oswego's oat colour, then I'd be like, all right. All right, I'll have those. A bit neutral.
Do they have those then?
I don't know.
Maybe you got a magic sum up.
Yeah, exactly. That's the answer for everything.
Yeah.
Quick, put a toe in the cauldron.
Yeah, if there's any
what would the spell be for Oswego's? The leather of a cow and the rubber from a duck. Mix it all together and what have you got? Oh, quick, put in the toe. And then trainers. And then Max asks for the shoes back in the end.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I do not want your sweaty trotter shoes back.
Absolutely no.
Maybe he could just take a leaf out of Thackeray's book and just run around barefooted.
Yeah, in their leaves.
Yeah.
Oh. He could have literally said to the witches, I will give you this freaking book if you magic me some new shoes.
Yeah. End of film. Like, film takes 20 minutes. Great. Yeah. We'll do our director's cut.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Hocus Pocus 3. Salem, I'm Winifred, and welcome to Best Musical Moment. I'm really going to need a strap so after this episode.
Yes. Got them on ice.
Ice! Get them off me!
I mean, there really is only one Best Musical Moment, but we should give runner-up to Sarah Sanderson, aka SJP, Sarah Jessica Parker, who sings a little song to enchant children. It's called Come Little Children.
Is she a paedophile? She loves kids. Ooh, give him to me. I want to play with him. Or like, what?
Yeah, like, you're 300 years old. Get someone your own age.
Honestly.
But she has a lovely singing voice.
Yeah, and quite cool peroxide hair.
Yeah. So she's like, come little children, I'll take thee away into a land of enchantment.
Beautiful. And they all start walking through the streets, don't they?
Yeah, they're just like in a trance.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot.
They've been really hypnotized. I just wonder also, like, you know when they're like, can smell the children?
Yes.
What is a children's smell?
Oh God, it's like...
Baby Johnson's shampoo.
Lovely.
We all use the same shampoo.
Yes. Do you remember L'Oreal Kids Strawberry?
Yes. And apparently I thought it was like no tears. Like it meant that you get no tears from it.
But yeah.
Apparently it's no tears.
Yes.
Like no tears in your head. And I never understood when it went in my eyes. I'd always be like, ow.
Yeah, this kills.
This hurts.
But then are children's hair prone to tearing?
I don't know.
Like why do you have to say that?
But yeah, that was the go-to, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So that's probably what kids smell like.
Yes.
L'Oreal shampoo.
What are we going to give Best Musical Moment? I wonder.
I mean, look, there is like theme music throughout this whole film. Spooky, sort of like...
Yes.
You know, like...
It's worth mentioning in the final scene where there's the big confrontation in the graveyard. At one point, they play the Wicked Witch of the West music, you know, kind of in the background. So that was a nice little touch.
Yeah. It's a beautifully produced movie.
Yeah.
But the song that we need to award Best Musical Moment to is I Put a Spell on You, and now you're mine. You can stop the things I do. I ain't lying or something. And then it's like, oi, up tempo.
Yes.
You know?
I love that scene so much. You could watch that over and over again. I think most people associate that scene when they think of Hocus Pocus. They're on stage, there's choreography. Mary and Sarah are backup singers, like, so strong, 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 strong. They just nail the performance.
And Danny's running around like, no, everyone, don't listen, don't listen. But obviously they don't understand. Like, no, oh my God, they're putting a spell on you, obviously. And then I do like the bit right at the end of the film where all of the adults leave the town hall and Max and Danny's dad is like, wow, and I thought they liked to party in LA.
Yeah, they're just going on and on. You know, at Disneyland where they put on performances in front of like the castle, at the moment they're doing this like Halloween spectacular show or whatever, and it's all the villains from all Disney films like doing like songs and stuff. They have people come on as the Sanderson sisters and perform the song live.
Oh my God, amazing.
Incredible, right? Although I saw a video and one of the lyrics is, there'll be hell to pay. But in the show, they have to say, and there'll be heck to pay. Which is so, you know, they've got to, you know, cater for everyone. But the actress who's playing Winnie, she says heck to pay and she kind of just like shrugs and rolls her eye, like she makes it funny, like oh, I have to say this. I love that. I think that's so funny.
Amazing. Oh my gosh, Disney World would be so fun to go to at Halloween.
Yes.
The only time I've ever gone to Disney is when it's the eclipse.
When it was the actual eclipse?
The actual eclipse in 2000.
Whoa.
When I was 7, it was so good. And we got these like eclipse sunglasses to wear with like Mickey on.
I feel like eclipses don't happen anymore.
No.
Is that like a 90s thing?
Maybe. We had so many eclipses.
I feel like we did.
An eclipse every week.
Yeah. Oh, another one.
we had to have it because we didn't have iPads.
Yeah, yeah, fine. I don't have one now.
I put a spell on you.
All right.
Now we're going on to best quotes. Makes me sick.
There's so many in this film.
Oh my gosh, I'm excited.
Winnie is funny.
Winnie is hilarious.
I mean, who knew they had comedians in 1408?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Oh, I'm so glad we're born in this era and not 1408. Oh, I just couldn't live a life with no shoes. You know what I mean? And like puffballs shirts. Puffy sleeves are back.
Yeah.
It all started with Thackeray Binks. Yeah. Okay, so we should start with a quote, a very iconic one from Winifred Sanderson. Oh, look, another glorious morning. Makes me sick.
I mean, eternal mood, right?
Yeah, exactly. She is a mood.
Yeah.
But also she's like, oh, another glorious morning. But it's really dark outside.
Yeah, and also,
it was the end of the day.
Yeah, although, you know, Thackeray wakes up and he's like, where's Emily?
Oh, it's foggy. It's a foggy, dark morning.
Yeah.
Oh,
makes me sick.
Yeah, it makes me sick.
There's a scene where Mary says to Winnie, sister, I have an idea. Dribbling.
Barney's doing this quote with his mouth a bit to the side.
I'm really trying to embody Mary, but at what cost? I'm getting saliva on the mic. Like, since this promises to be a most stressful and dire evening, I suggest we form a calming circle. And Winnie's like, I am calm!
You know, I've always wanted a child, and now I think I'll have one. On toast!
Again, did they have toast in 1106?
No!
She's so ahead of her time.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, she knew. I think that book just tells her everything.
Yeah.
Into the future, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It has eyes on the future. It's a really scary book.
It really is.
Mm, I don't like it.
I don't like it. Ow. Winnie's great with her comedic timing. Yes. When they are standing up on the gallows after they've been literally witch hunted, this man's like, Winifred Sanderson?
Yes?
What have you done with my son, Thackeray?
Thackeray? I don't know. Cat's got my tongue.
Oh God, she's so witty. More like Winifred.
But she can have that. And obviously we can't not talk about the iconic quote with Winnie, where she's like, we must find the book, brew the potion, and suck the lives out of the children of Salem before sunrise. Otherwise it's curtains. We evaporate. We cease to exist. Dost thou comprehend? Crazy.
I mean, I would be stressed.
Yeah.
Right?
She would make me stress. I wouldn't want her to be my sister.
No, it's like a lot. Yeah. They are really good together as a trio. Mm. And when Winnie is casting the spell on Thackeray to turn him into a cat, they just know what to say, you know?
Twist the bones and bend the back.
And then Mary and Sarah are like,
Ichita Kapita Melaka Mystica. Trim him of his baby fat. Ichita Kapita Melaka Mystica.
And honestly, if someone's casting a spell to trim me off my baby fat, honey, sign me up.
I know.
Come on, brew that potion.
Please, I don't have money for cryotherapy.
Right.
Just trim me off that baby fat, Winnie.
Yeah.
Let's go.
They did not have cryotherapy in 1842.
No. Imagine.
Like, hurry up.
Come on. I got 2 inches of this I want off. That's funny. There's a really funny moment between Alison and Danny. And Alison's like, I like your costume, Danny. Thank you. I really like yours too. Of course, I couldn't wear anything like that because I don't have any. Would you call them Max Yabos? And he like nearly spits out his cider. Max likes your Yabos. In fact, he loves them.
Danny!
Like, Danny, literally.
She's really putting him in it at any opportunity. Like, she hates him.
Yeah. Ooh, Alison. Like, she is not being a great sister.
No. Also, Yabos. What is the deal with people not calling boobs boobs? Like, Nunga Nungas. Nunga Nungas is, like, on par with Yabos.
Yeah. Yabba Dabba Doos. Like, no.
Yabba Dabba Don't.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. The bus driver. I know we mentioned him in Best Sporting Character, but he has a great line. He's like, bubble, bubble, I'm in trouble.
Why is he from New York?
I don't know. He's been driving the subways for 1,500 years. I don't know. What?
I don't know.
Maybe he's from New York and he's migrated to Salem.
Yeah.
Now, witches, would you mind changing my voice back? Would you mind mysticking a spell so I don't have to speak like this anymore? Oh, and actually, speaking of that voice, Ernie also has that back and forth with Jay and Max. And he's like, they're very health conscious in Los Angeles. You got any cash, Hollywood? No. Gee, we don't get any smokes from you. We don't get any cash. What am I supposed to do with my afternoon? Maybe you could learn to breathe through your nose.
Oh!
So good.
Wow.
Do you remember the bit with Danny and Jenny, the mum? They track their parents down at the party. She goes up to her mum. She's like, this cat here, Bink's right. He can talk. My brother's a virgin. He lit the... She drops that in again at any moment she can. He lit the black flame candle. The witches are back from the dead and they're after us. We need help. How much candy have you had, honey? Mom, I haven't OD'd. I haven't even had a piece. They're real witches. They can fly. And they're going to eat all the kids in Salem. They're real. All right, let's just find your father. Oh. That's the answer to everything. Isn't
yeah.
It? Let's just find your dad.
Yeah. Ask your father.
And then this is a line from Miss Olin, who's the teacher at the beginning. You know, yeah. She's sort of discussing witches in Salem.
Yeah.
She's like, we seem to have a skeptic in our midst. Mr. Dennison, would you care to share your California laid-back tie-dye point of view?
Tie-dye. Fun fact about his little tie-dye sweater, the three colours that are featured in it all represent the three witches. There's like red from Winnie, yellow for Sarah, and, I don't know, purple for Mary.
Disney.
They get it, man.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah. Kenny Ortega. All right.
He knows.
Yes.
Also, I need to talk about that teacher. She like throws something in a student's face, like as a scary prank.
Yeah.
But it like fully hits them in the face. I'm like, oh, health and safety.
Yeah. Oh, it was the 90s.
Yeah.
Should we award best quote?
We should.
And this is really going to require me to do the posh accent again. Thackeray Binks, what took thee so long? I'm sorry, Emily, I had to wait 300 years for a virgin to light a candle.
Their obsession with virgins. It's so weird. He's finally been reunited with his sister, and the first thing he says is like, look at that virgin.
Yeah, I'm 13! Like, what do you want? Not, how have you been? Also, she's 7. She doesn't know what a virgin is.
Exactly. Okay, next up we're on Can We Discuss? And very early on in the film, we realise that Max is like so pissed off with his parents for relocating. I can't believe you made me move here.
What?
Gorgeous house in Massachusetts with a drum kit and a basketball hoop in your room and a staircase to like sulk on. Like, where's the bad point? Like, I'm waiting.
Max also says like, oh, Halloween's just so candy corporations can make more money. Look, okay, I just want to say, yes, they are probably making more money, but Halloween is giving us the literal excuse to eat candy.
Yes.
Where is the problem?
Yeah.
Give me Haribo. Do you know what I mean?
I know. And also just being in Salem, that is like Halloween central. Mm. So everyone's going to be giving out like extra candy. What's your issue?
No issues here.
Hollywood.
I do think we need to discuss Halloween because when me and you were younger, we used to love Halloween.
We did Halloween. And we were so lucky to live on like a cul-de-sac. So kids could play in the road. We didn't have to worry about, you know, traffic driving through. So Halloween night was a really fun event.
When we used to knock on people's doors, we used to say, treat or treat?
Because we didn't have any tricks planned.
Because we didn't want a trick. We're like, who wants a trick? Nobody.
No one. Like, I don't want to be bad.
Treat or treat.
Oh my God.
And, yeah. And then one year someone said, oh, sorry, we don't have money. And you said, oh, well, we take check.
Not knowing what a check was. I don't know, just TV, right?
Here's a check for £1.
I remember there was another time where someone bought, you know, a pack of Haribo to give out to kids, but they couldn't open the packet. So he was just like, oh, just take the whole bag. And we were like, yeah!
Oh my God.
And someone else gave us like a whole box of Jaffa cakes. Great.
Oh my gosh, amazing.
So good.
I remember once we knocked on someone's door and they gave us 20p between three of us and it was like...
It doesn't even divide.
It's not even dividing. And it was just like a fuck you, never come back here again. And yeah. We left like, oh. And also I was one of these people who's also scared of knocking on doors that didn't have like decorations and stuff up because... I didn't want it to be like begging. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've just always been a bit anxious. And I remember two of my friends went and knocked on the door. And then 5 minutes later, I was like, where are they? And they came back and they were like, we got a pound. And I was like, oh. And I was standing by the drive because I didn't want to go knock. I was a bit scared of knocking on this door.
Yeah.
Oh.
But more scary standing alone on Halloween night.
I know. The werewolves could get me.
Yeah. I think if I lived somewhere where kids were trick-or-treating, I'd really like want to go all out with decorations and do the whole pumpkin, you know, make people feel welcome. Like, hey, yeah, you can come down here and I've got the good candy.
Yeah.
In a non like pedo way, I should say. Oh, come little children.
No, you just want to be known as the cool house, you know?
Yeah. But like Americans just do it on another level.
I just used to love decorating the porch.
Yes.
Fake spider webs.
The spider webs were so fun to pull out.
Oh, yeah. You're only the best house if you give out full-size chocolate bars or Haribo.
Oh, yeah. But then you set that reputation and then every year people keep coming to you. So.
Well, the best thing is when no one knocks on your door and you're just left with this great fun-size bag of like Milky Way and the mini Snickers. Mm.
Oh my God, that is great.
Yeah.
Okay, should we do that maybe? Like, we'll buy all the sweets in, but then conveniently forget to...
Answer the door. Just keep it all dark inside.
Yeah. Sisters, it's time for trivia.
Amok, 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 amok.
I might make a mock of myself if I get these wrong.
Okay. All right. Here's your first question then. Can you tell me what Mary Sanderson uses as a broomstick?
She uses a Hoover.
Bubble, bubble. I'm in trouble.
Yes.
Woohoo. Or a vacuum cleaner if you're American.
Just like Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you have to sprinkle around yourself in a circle to protect yourself from witches, zombies, and old boyfriends?
And slugs, maybe. Salt.
Bubble, bubble. I'm in trouble.
Yes.
Okay, can you tell me what Danny wanted her and Max to dress up for as Halloween the following year?
I've forgotten. Thackeray and Emily.
And he's a virgin.
It's Wendy and Peter Pan.
Oh, yeah.
With tights.
She's a bossy little one.
Yeah, Danny. Bossy little witch.
Yeah. Winnie, Sarah and Mary stop turning glare when Jay and Ice call them something.
Oh.
And they get really offended by it for some reason.
Oh, don't they call them ugly chicks?
Bubble, bubble. I'm in trouble.
Yes. God, he's got those LA trainers on and then suddenly he's speaking like an LA person.
Yeah.
Those ugly chicks.
Chicks?
The sisters probably think they're talking about like actual chickens.
Maybe.
So is that why they're offended? Or no, probably the ugly bit doesn't help either.
No. Oh, they don't want to be that. They want to suck the lives out of all the children so they're beautiful forever. Yeah. Also, side note, why do you want to live forever?
Oh my God.
Like,
please.
Everyone around you dies and you're just still existing.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Hell.
Yeah, not into that.
Okay, can you tell me where in the school the kids trap the Sanderson sisters?
In the kiln?
Bubble, bubble. I'm in trouble.
Yes! I'm sorry, kiln? All right, Richies.
Yeah. Posh school.
Yeah. Max is like, why do you take me here? Oh, because we're putting you through pottery school.
Yeah, they get lured in by like some French.
Où est la bibliothèque? I don't know.
Oui. When Max turns on the sprinkler, what do they call the sprinkler water?
Do they call it like the rain of hell or the rain of fire?
Bubble, bubble. I'm in trouble.
Close. The burning rain of death.
Oh.
The burning rain of death.
So and then good. They're all cowering and then they're just like, wait a minute. It's water! Can you tell me what Max and Danny's mum and dad dress up as at the Halloween party?
The dad goes as Dracula, or he calls himself Dadcula.
Needs work.
Yeah, and then their mum dresses up as Madonna.
Bubble, bubble. I'm in trouble.
Yeah!
And Danny's like, what are you supposed to be? I'm Madonna. You're like, code.
Mom! You can see her yabos from a mile away.
You know when Ernie and Jay are asking the kids to pay, like, a toll? They're like, ding, ding, stop and pay the toll, kid.
Yes.
Do you know what they say to each kid?
They ask for 10 candy bars, no licorice.
Bubble, bubble. I'm in trouble.
I'm with you on that.
No, licorice is delicious, especially if it's red.
Oh, even then.
We're eating licorice now.
This is licorice?
Yeah.
I thought it was just like...
No, that's licorice.
Oh, okay, fine. Red licorice is fine. Yeah, but I hate the black stuff.
Oh, no, I love it.
Yeah. In the final scene, when the sun eventually rises, longest night ever, by the way. Yeah. Like, come on!
Honestly, 5 days rolled into one.
Yeah. The sun comes up and something happens to Winnie. Can you tell me what happens?
She turns into a statue.
Bubble, bubble. I'm in trouble.
Yes! Ugly statue.
A scary statue.
Literally, like, ugly chick statue.
Oh, my God. Imagine, actually, in the old days, if they made you into a statue, and then you're like, oh. Do you know?
Yeah.
You know when you look at, like, medieval paintings, and you're like, imagine if someone painted you like that.
Oh.
And you're okay with it?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like, can you chisel some cheekbones in or, so, you know, something
yeah,
like
exactly.
that? Yeah. Luckily, the statue, like, almost immediately explodes as well, so
it's all right.
Fine.
Okay, my last question to you. Zachary says to Elijah, 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 hast thou seen my sister Emily? Do you know what he says in response to that?
Yeah, he points over to the forest where the witch's house is and there's like pink smoke coming out of the chimney. And he says something like, nay, 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 but look, they conjure.
Bubble, bubble, I'm in trouble.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yay. And then, you know... Zachary runs off, but Elijah just kind of stays where he is.
Elijah's like, I'm not running in those leaves without shoes.
Yes, he's I'm smart. Sorry.
He's good looking and smart.
Yeah.
If I was in the 1800s, I'd be married to Elijah.
Yeah. You'd have lay of the farm.
Yeah, exactly. And I wouldn't be dealing with witches.
Yeah.
No. If in the distance I saw witches conjuring, I would not run towards it.
That's the last thing you would do, right?
I would literally shut my door and like hide.
Yeah.
No way.
Well, I thought that was a pretty magical episode. And if you're listening to this before Halloween, happy Halloween.
Ow. Iconic. Cannot wait to watch Hocus Pocus 2.
I know. Are we going to have to wait to watch it and review next year?
Next Halloween, we'll do a review on Hocus Pocus 2.
Okay.
It'll be a year late, but hopefully everyone's seen it by then.
Yeah, it'll have like icon status by then.
Yeah.
You'd hope. These things always do.
Yeah. We just want to say thank you so much if you've listened to season 5 of Hey Now. We are so grateful that you guys listen. I feel like we just have the nicest listeners. Well, we have actually met some of you guys now, which is honestly an absolute delight.
Yeah, it's like the best experience actually meeting people who are listening. Like, that's so crazy.
And the funniest thing is when they say, oh, you don't look like how I thought you would look. And you're like, what did you expect? Yeah. Winifred and Sarah.
Thackeray?
And Thackeray.
But like cat form.
Yeah.
I know. Look, take it as a compliment, right?
Yeah.
But it's the best. So thank you so much for listening and for supporting the show, for coming out to our trivia nights, for ordering from our Zoe Spry greetings card collection.
And also your reviews on Apple as well. I know not everyone listens on Apple Podcasts, but if you do and you have maybe one spare minute of your time, if you could leave us a review, we would be so appreciative. It really helps us like bump up in the charts.
Yeah, we really appreciate all the reviews we get. And look, if you don't review,
we'll tell our friend Winifred.
And tell everyone you're a virgin. Look, everyone.
Right, we'll be back for season 6. And in the meantime, we're going to relax, maybe light a few candles.
Oh, let me light this one.
No, that guy.
Don't worry, honey. I am not a virgin. That's fine.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.